Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Used to be better. Well, last week my voice. No, actually, how long has it been since my voice was good? The second season of allergies and all of that good stuff. So we all have them. We'll all understand them, and we'll all move ahead without being too concerned about that side of our life, of our bodies. Our concern is your concern. Our concern is your concern. It's my concern. There's a song somewhere in there. You can feel lighthearted today. I kind of do. And maybe you, right? Yeah, enjoy yourself. Why not? And as I get into one of the things that I'm most satisfied with is the success of the of this deal to send people to Las Vegas. If you haven't taken advantage of this yet, by all means do so, because hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people are calling 800-419-DOUG. Not everybody decides to take the free nights, but most people do, because it's makes sense. Two free nights? Yep, Las Vegas is calling. We're going to have some other cities, I think, that are added to this at some point in time where you may want to go. You don't have to buy anything. Just call 800-419-3684 and team up with 541 Travel and have some fun. Maybe you can go with some friends of yours. Maybe you'll meet some friends if you go all together. Chances are, if 10 people call right now, they may be going, few of them at the same time. Maybe you'll bump into each other, and you'll have the fact that you listen to this program as a key connector. 800-419-DOUG. Yeah, yeah, yep, 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 yep.
We need some T-shirts.
That's an idea. All right, so what do we have going on here in this hour of the Good Day program? Thursday, the 3rd of August, and I suppose the Trump thing needs a little time, not much, but a little bit of time. I have not yet learned how to pronounce this candidate's name, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Vivek Ramaswamy. Okay.
Yep. All right. So his conversation there. Well, there's a Trump thing. There's what Mike Pence had to say.
He has a couple stories in the news right now. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so he said something yesterday that was kind of, it was interesting. It's a way to get attention, because let's face it, is Vivek Ramaswamy a household name in America? No. Will he become president? No. Is he an interesting fellow? Yes. There's the obligatory reaction that these people say they want to react to what Trump's indictment charges are all about. And so he went on talking about it, said he doesn't believe the government has told the truth concerning this business and the September 11th. He just doesn't believe the government. And I think, frankly, he's true. I've always thought that there was much more to this.
Yes, yeah, a lot of withholding.
It's like the Kennedy thing. When you hear him say the things that he has said, and then you wonder, okay, is there any, are you swayed by it? Because nobody knows who he is. That doesn't mean he's not telling you the truth. A lot of people don't know who I am, and yet I've been right, and I'm happy to say that I've been right about COVID, and that's the latest thing, but I always have said that there was more to 9/11 than has met our ears or our head. He also told a press conference, this guy Ramaswamy, he was in Nashville, called for the release of the Covenant School shooter's writings. This is a local thing. You know about that because you used to live in Nashville. Not that you had to have lived in Nashville to have followed this Covenant School thing. But remember, it's been, what, how many months, 4 or 5 months since
this
happened.
Yes, it is relatively recent, yes. And we heard about this manifesto that was there, but the manifesto has not been released to the public. And how often is there a situation of a mass shooting, especially a school shooting, where the killer left a manifesto? It's not very often, and I think that I agree with him. Definitely, like, release that to the public.
So what this fellow is saying is something that a lot of people are thinking. Just to go back for a second to the statements that he's made about September 11th, the Al-Qaeda connection and that sort of thing, but there's more of a really direct connection to the Saudi government, and everybody who's in the Oval Office are chicken crappers because they don't want to deal with whatever it is that would upset the Saudis because of the oil connections and what may be personally flowing, pardon the pun, to the presidents and people in government from the Saudi government and the heads of state there. The line from a few good men, Jack Nicholson and Matt Damon and Tom Cruise are going back and forth, and there's this thing about the truth. You can't handle the truth. Yes, yeah, I want the truth, the whole truth. Yeah, we can handle the truth. We need it. And the same can be said for the other things that this fellow is getting wrapped up around. I paid attention to him. I don't think he, it's not that he's not worth supporting, I just don't think he has a chance to win, at least this country's not ready for a guy whose name, and I say this, you take it for whatever it's worth, I'm not saying he's not qualified or he wouldn't be a good president, it's just the country's not ready for a president named Vivek Ramaswamy, although there are people in England who say they weren't ready for whoever the prime minister is now, of Indian descent, can't pronounce his name much either, but he's there. And so, anyway, I don't know much about this fellow. You know, what do you know about this Ramaswamy? Is he from money? His background?
I feel like getting to know more and more as the campaigning goes on, and I definitely like what he said in the sense of the government, of he is somebody who believes in data and evidence. And in the last few years, the government has not been consistent with showing matching data and evidence, and that the government should be questioned, and we should be skeptical, that was really hard to say just now, of anything the government is telling us. And that is a very accurate statement, especially when you look at the last few years of COVID and then now these the UFO UAP situation. It's
more and more every day.
Isn't that what our forefathers taught us?
Right. It's not. The forefathers fought against this sort of thing because that's what the Brits were like when we packed up and left.
And the whole, and one of the situation, one of the things was still always question the government. Don't just blindly follow. Don't just, comply. Don't just comply automatically. Don't be obedient for obedience sake.
Well, there are a lot of, that's what the government wants you to do. And more people, the younger you are, the more likely you are to do that. I'm in a situation here in my local community where there are rules and regulations that don't make any sense. And one of them applied to me this week. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that because I already have the same thing that comes from the state. I don't need a local license to do the same thing and just have you grab a fee from me. And so it created a real stir downtown to the point where I talked to the mayor again last night, and he says, you're right, we need to do something about all these fees, these fines, all these regulations. They need to be reviewed. They need to be changed. People that are in government don't want to change things because it works well for them. Bureaucrats. There's a lady on the Board of Health here who is stonewalling some simple changes in regulation on farm animals because she doesn't want to change them. That's the kind of stuff you have to stand up and all. The problem is all too infrequently that happens. School boards, when they do, some of the school boards are very arrogant. And they do, they pull off things, they waste money, spend money. You can't challenge that because it's about our child's education. No, it's not. It's always about them. It's about what the teachers' union wants. It's about what the administration wants. It's not what's good for the children. They'll tell you it's good for the children. Oh, we've got to have this. We need to teach them this because it's good for them. most of the time, well, not most, I shouldn't say most, that's not fair, but much of the time, that stuff is malarkey. And it's time that we, you know, drew a line in the sand for this stuff. It's just, you know, I at first when I read this business that Ramaswamy said about what was going on in Nashville, I thought, well, it's kind of convenient. Is this really how he genuinely feels, or is it grandstanding? I suppose you can say that about any politician, anybody who's trying to get your attention. Mm-hmm. There's a certain amount of grandstanding that goes with it. And, you know, whether we're swayed by what somebody says, like Mike Pence questioning Trump's candidacy after his indictment, that's convenient for him because he's running for president. So, you know, he's criticizing Trump, yada, yada, and then he turns to criticizing Biden. Easy to criticize Biden. Why would you vote for him when his son is obviously as crooked as he is and the old man doesn't know it? Come on. Who believes that stuff? Unless you so blindly, it's the same as this Trump. Why are you so blindly in love with these people? Mm-hmm. Why don't you look at somebody else who would be and get more involved? And that's one of the things teaching people coming along how important it is. There's a very interesting reality here. A couple of the stations that carry the program are getting involved in election stuff now and getting people to vote and getting people registered to vote. So I'm about to do a promotional thing for the Nevada Talk Network, which is trying to, and maybe this I should do this for all of the stations. Anybody who wants me to do this, just send it along. You have my email address, and we'll do a promotion for you to urge your listeners to get registered to vote. And you can do it pretty much easily now. Like in Nevada, you just go to vote.n-v.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And why wait till the last minute? Do it now. That's a very important, very significant, very intelligent message. And it's helpful for the listeners. And so, hello, that's why we're here.
Well, and also taking account to keep track of elections going on in your state, in your community, because there are special elections that don't get a lot of notice. And it's almost like they just slide in under the radar and a lot of people don't go out and vote because they didn't know that they existed.
Well, a lot of local elections have that problem. All right, food for thought, hopefully, as we get started in this hour of Good Day. It's 18 after right now.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
O'Reilly. Did you know 1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kushner as the Thursday, August 3rd program continues on. Brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance, which will provide you with insurance for your motorcycle, your boats, RVs. If you want protection on the road and on the water, all you have to do is go onto the phone or onto the computer. On the phone, it's 800-PROGRESSIVE. On the computer, it's progressive.com. Okay. So it's now social media time. What's trending here in terms of celebrities, entertainers? I don't know anything about Dua Lipa, except I like to say her name. So, because Jay recognizes that, whenever there is a Dua Lipa story, she puts it on the top of the pile. So now, we've got some comeuppances for Dua Lipa as she faces yet another lawsuit. Let's find out what the problem is right after this. For those of you who are Dua Lipa fans, or you're just like me, you like to hear, it's Dua Lipa time right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop all night. Glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shining slowly at night. If you're feeling like you need a little bit of company, you met me at the perfect time. You want me, I want you, baby. My sugar boo, I'm levitating. The look you gave me.
It's called Levitating. I actually quite like this song, and some of the things that she does I quite like too. I like that kind of beat, that movement, the sort of steady chords and that sort of thing. Okay, so the story here is, Jay, that Dua Lipa has been hit with another lawsuit over that song. So what's this latest one all about?
Yeah, this one comes from a music producer, Bosco Conti, who it's regarding the talk box, this device that gives this kind of musical instrument effect with a person's voice. It's like almost like this long straw. That's what it looks like as it goes, when it goes into the person's mouth. And when they sing, it makes this sound effect. Mm-hmm. And it was, the talk box was commissioned for the original version of Levitating, but like with so many hits, there's always remixes, there's always another mix with a featured artist, and mm-hmm. the talk box was used on remixes, and the more popular version or mix of the song that features another artist. And so he, apparently Bosco, tried to resolve this matter with short litigation, and her team wasn't really playing along with this, so now he has to file a full-on lawsuit.
That he owns the box, the rights to the box?
Yeah, and it was commissioned for the original version of Levitating. It was permitted for the original version of Levitating. That was allowed. It was not for any of the remixes.
Right.
It wasn't approved for the remixes, and
this
so...
This is a stretch. The stretch is back in the days of the sound, the wall of sound that Phil Spector put together. There are all kinds of things that were used, that other people used, and including the reverb chambers that were put into, they just built them into the boards. So this sounds like the same kind of thing to me. I don't know anything about the other lawsuits, but I'm betting that this guy's going to lose this one. All right, that's my, I feel like Steve Harvey, that's my verdict. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I'd like to share with you guys today three very important things that you can do to keep your pets healthy and happy. The first thing you need to do is relieve the stress your dog or cat may suffer. Now, I know what you're saying. What kind of stress does my dog or cat have? Well, it's been proven in studies that the same stress and anxieties that humans have goes from one end of the leash to the other. So if you're stressed, your dog or cat's going to feel it as well. Exercise. We all know how important exercise is to make us feel good and make us physically healthier. Well, exercising your dog and cat is just is important, and that exercise actually helps alleviate the stress. And what about affection and love? We all want to train our dogs and have dogs that'll sit and stay when we tell them, but what about teaching your dogs that affection and love are just as important? I spend a lot of time with my pets when they're doing nothing. They're just lying on the ground, hanging out, just telling them how good they are and how much I care about them. Don't always wait for your dog or cat to do something very amazing to get that pat on the head or that hug and kiss. Just walk over when they're laying down and tell them how much you love them. It's good for you. It's good for your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. That just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay, black leather it is.
Get a quote.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump makes his court appearance today at 4 p.m. Eastern. President Biden's Department of Justice, after 2.5 years, is pushing for more charges against the former president. The Secret Service released a statement saying it's working with city police and federal officials to ensure the highest level of safety and security for Trump while minimizing disruption to the normal court process. The former president was indicted Tuesday for January 6. The Internal Revenue Service promises paperless processing for taxes by 2025. It plans to have taxpayers digitally submit all correspondence by the next tax filing season in 2024, according to the Treasury Department. The IRS will also digitize the estimated billions of historical documents in its catalog for the next 2 years, which will cost about $40 million per year to store. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Stuff doesn't happen with the instrumental version, but you got it in your head anyway. That's good. How do you do? Doug Steffen with the Good Day program. It's Thursday, August the 3rd. Jay Kirshner and I are here to wrap ourselves and you, more importantly, around what's going on, the issues of the day, the things that matter, events, people, all that good stuff, things that maybe help you to win, maybe things that are losers and in your mind, all the featured players, a lot of different segments. I was talking about the election as the folks in the Nevada Talk Network asked us, Jay and I, to do a promotion for registering to vote, so you do it now, not waiting. They've been very active in doing this over the years, and they're to be congratulated. All radio stations, I think, television stations, all public media should be urging people to register to vote and then to get out and vote. And I would add one postscript to the announcement about voting in November. It's very important, whether this gets into your noggin or not, to vote in the primary. Often people don't vote in the primary. So I say to my good friends and brethren in Nevada and elsewhere who would be helping you understand why it's important to vote and get out and register to vote. But it's not just about the November election. In fact, the November election, you could argue very easily, is not the most important election. The most important election is the primary. When it comes to the federal election, the national election, they all primaries are very important. And because we don't have civics in school anymore, we're not taught these things, the significance of how even the system works. And there are some who believe that's deliberate. The government doesn't want you to know what's going on. That sort of speaks to what we were talking about, Jay, in the last half hour. That candidate who said, what is Ramaswamy? We don't know what went on September 11th. We don't know what happened to JFK. We don't know about Area 54. We don't know a lot of things because the people who are there are not public servants. They're not there for you. They're there for them. And they don't think you're smart enough. They don't think you can handle the truth. And this has been responsible for truth decay, as I refer to it from time to time. And so you want to do your best to get people in there. And let's hopefully maintain an open mind. And that's one of the reasons that I believe voting by mail or early is a big mistake. It's not in your best interest to vote early. It's in your best interest to vote on the day of the election, because at that point you'll have all the facts, you'll have all the information, you'll have everything that you need, clarifications for questions you may have had, any of that stuff. It doesn't happen a month before the election.
That changes your mind about a candidate.
Exactly. So the primaries, please put that in your head and vote when you register to vote wherever you are. Make sure you are voting in the primaries as well as the November election. All right, this happened. Speaking of the old way of doing things, something has happened that is good when it comes to school, or maybe even it isn't so much coming to school. There are a lot of people, and I guess this maybe goes back to the typewriter, when we used to use typewriters, and then we started using computers, and now we just talk into our device, and we become very lazy. We can't really write. People can just barely print. Because they don't have to. When you sign your name, it's a scribble. What else do you have to really sign? What else do you have to write except your signature? Right? Think about it. Everything else is on that the device. So there is a revival being encouraged by people who think on the public school level, college level, longhand writing. So put this in your head. Think about this as the revival of using pen and paper affects your brain. Writing, using your hands, is good for your brain. So if you're typing your thoughts and notes on a keyboard, it's faster. Oh, it's more convenient. Yeah.
Which a lot of people don't do anymore, even that. They do the talk-to-text where you hit the little mic button, talk, and then it does the text for you.
Bad for your brain. It really is. It's very bad for your brain. Longhand writing, there are some curricular changes in states introducing back into school the teaching of cursive, because our brains need it. You need it to be able to coordinate. It's about coordination as much as anything else. A lot of research is being done about this. And so educators are being, people that are teachers, are being told, or they're being encouraged, or they're maybe being inspired to understand the reason that we ought not to get away from writing with pen or pencil and paper. the good old-fashioned way of doing things. I'm not stuck in the past, but I will tell you a lot of things that have changed because of what's more convenient, what's easier. You know, there are a lot of things that have happened to our brains. It's not an accident that there's, because of what we eat and how we're thinking or not thinking, that there's an increase in dementia, Alzheimer's, other brain problems. And sometimes it's not that difficult, frankly, when you get down to brass tacks. For example, let's just take this a little further for a minute, Jay, okay? This trick can boost your brain health. And you can do this in your day-to-day life. And that's why, you know, when you do it, and it's sort of, it becomes second nature. I guess that's what I'm looking for here.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these neuroscientists who are looking into what's going on in your brain, you use your non-dominant hand to write a new word every day. So let's try that. I'm a righty. So I'm going to take my left hand right now. Maybe you can do it at home. If you're driving, it's not probably a good idea. But if you're at home, get a piece of paper and a pen and write down your name. All right? I'm doing it right now. And it's amazing what a scribble it looks like.
Oh, for sure.
Try it. Right.
And how awkward it feels. What is happening?
Yeah. But if you want to, that's something, let's remember to do that once every day, all right? Can we do that? Will you remember? Help me remember, Jay, to write your name down. I just wrote mine. It's like a scribble. And I'm going to do it again.
Did you French or did you do cursive?
Last name. I'm doing it. It's kind of a combination of both, now that you bring it up. Yeah. Man, this should never be, this wouldn't be acceptable, except where you use when you go to the pad, you have to sign your name when you bought something, use a credit card, and you have to scribble your name with your fingernail. Here we have all this technology, and we have to use our fingernail. How silly is that?
Usually there is a pen. People just choose not to grab it. There's usually a pen attached on the one side or right up top.
Yep. All right, so how about that for a good idea, right? Pen and paper, and then use your left hand. Well, if you're right handed, if you're righty, use your left hand every day to write a word, right? And keep your baby away from the keyboard, away from the iPad, the iPhone, the screen. No. You know what else is helpful to get people to make sure their brains are going to continue to work? Music, singing. People laugh. I sing all the time, and I don't do it because I'm thinking, oh, this is good for my brain, but it turns out it is good for my brain. I just like to sing. And so, yes, some of you are subjected to it from time to time, and I'm not sorry. So there.
Well, that's what they say a lot of times, like for students, when you're studying, put on music while you're studying.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. It's good for your... It depends on... I suppose it depends on what it is. I don't know whether it does or it doesn't. At any rate, it's cool, and it's fashionable, and it's time that we kind of got back to some of the basics, don't you think? When you get... it's basic. It's basic stuff. And I'm thankful for that. Okay. So the number of Americans who are now under a heat alert. Now, this is back to the southeast again, the mid-south and the southeast, because the southwest is getting swamped with rain. So these heat alerts have been issued from Alabama up to Kansas City and east. Sort of you go down and draw a line into Texas where you are. James Collins is in our main studio in Dallas. You go there, you go across to Baton Rouge and the Lake Charles area. Down in New Orleans, the high temperature there today will be 104 degrees. Yesterday, 102 degrees in Baton Rouge. Forecast in many parts of Texas, triple-digit numbers. Let's see here. State College will probably get up to 102 degrees today. San Antonio up to 106 degrees today. Dallas, Austin, 110. Good God. What was it there yesterday, James? What was the temperature when you went out yesterday?
It felt like 120, but it was probably more around 105.
Well, see, that's miserable.
It really is miserable. Yeah. You think about it. Ay, 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 ay. And how do you get away from that? St. Louis was in the bullseye yesterday for heavy heat and humidity and then heavy rainfall, flash flooding, and there's all kinds of rain forecast across the entire state of Missouri. Actually, they saw half a foot of rain in some of these places yesterday. Roads were flooded, et cetera, et cetera. So this same kind of weather, you can plan on it if you're in Nebraska, you're in Illinois, the upper Midwest. So the heat is in the south, and the northern part of the Midwest will get all that rain. Unga bunga. Meanwhile, here in the east, beautiful. 77 degrees yesterday. The next, I'm looking ahead, next 5 days, not supposed to get above 82. Maybe a little shower on the morrow. But how are you doing in Cleveland? What's the story on the lake there, Jay Bird?
It's been cloudy. It was a nice 80s yesterday, hot 80s. But yeah.
Well,
yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, Midwestern heat sometimes gets at you. All right, so let's see what's happening with some government stuff here. This is it's sort of pedantic things. Let me try again a couple of minutes. The Russell Senate office building was evacuated after police received a concerning 9/11 call about an active shooter. I think it turned out to be a false alarm, though, didn't it? Looks like it did. People should shelter.
Oh, they evacuated it. Evacuated. They said anybody who was still in should shelter in place.
Reports of gunshots. Anyway, so that's a day in the life of Washington, I guess, as much as anything else. It's 48 past the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices. But many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's time now for Food Farm Family News, which you can get every day following the path of least resistance to getting good food, foodfarmfamily.com. Now, here's a warning. Do not eat Bill Gates' APO product. His produce company is using questionable, I can't even pronounce the stuff that's there, to gloss the produce. Now, I don't know that this guy came up with it. Bill Gates came up with the idea, but he funded even organic food production. It's being used, and the stuff is being sold. Here we go again at Trader Joe's and Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
And
to make it look better, more shiny.
Right. It's a glossy.
It's a wax coating.
Right. Polished look. It's made from a byproduct of canola and soybean oil. It's called APEEL, and it's obviously a run-on appeal. And the peel goes to what you do with a lot of the stuff that's glossed up. It leaves a residue, an artificial trans fat that's linked to heart disease. The manufacturers say, well, it's derived from plants. Yeah, it is. But it's, poison ivy is also
well, and it's the whole
natural.
Thing with soy. There are products having recalls because of undeclared soy. And here you have this on what you think is a whole foods item, or what really is a whole foods item, that still happens to be covered in soy.
Yep. All right. So that's something to be careful of. I mean, part of the headline that's lost here is the fact that Bill Gates funded it because... how do you know what this guy's really thinking? Because he seems to be all over the place. And so he probably thinks there's somebody around him thinks that he's helping, but it isn't. It's not good. All right, here's something else from the food department. Time-restricted eating. This is pretty interesting stuff. It could prevent work-related health issues, according to a study that's out right now of firefighters. The health of firefighters, at least, was the focus here. trying to reduce the risk of heart disease that is linked often to shift work. You know, a lot of the firefighters, police, they work 24 hours or they're on duty for 24 hours, and it changes. The days change, the weeks change. The police, some in some departments like here in our town, you are on duty for a week all night, and then you're on duty here in the first shift, and then you're another week on the second shift, and you never know. So there is they're all eating all around the clock, and apparently that's not good. So firefighters in this study who stuck to a time-restricted eating plan, the time of day determines when you eat. The study suggests that if you have a planned time to eat, the risk of heart disease and health issues with your heart diminishes. I thought that was kind of interesting.
It is.
You get right down to it. Yeah, it is very interesting. You work long hours. The people in the military, the same. Nurses, the same. A lot of people driving trucks, involved in transportation. Certainly, if you're a new parent caring for a new baby, hello. So there hasn't been a lot of research done along this line until now. But the time-restricted eating is probably something that if you practice it, and you're a shift worker, it'll make you safer and protected from cardiometabolic disease.
Well, and not eating too closely to when you're falling asleep. And this isn't to be confused with fasting, the different fasting things where some are time restricted, some but they're like shorter windows or restricted by days. Some days you eat more of a normal amount of calories, and others there it's a little bit dwindled. This is just like a 10-hour eating window between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m., which sounds pretty, you know, like it would really make sense.
Makes sense. Yeah, it does. Shift work is more common than people think, as the folks looking at this, the cardiologists in California and elsewhere that have been a part of this collaboration. This has been going on for a couple of years. It actually started in January of 2020 and has been going on since then. But they looked specifically at San Diego firefighters and their shifting. There were 137 firefighters who were enrolled in the study. And so I think it's pretty interesting when you get right down to brass tacks here, what the heck is going on. And so you can take this to your own, you can take it to heart, take it to your own circumstance, right? I mean, think about it for a minute. It's really, we all do it. I certainly do it, frankly. So I'm glad to have that warning for myself and to pass it along to you as well. Word to the wise, check all of our information out. We celebrated National Ice Cream Sandwich Day yesterday. Check it out at foodfarmfamily.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.